Happy day.
Oh, happy day.
He taught me how. drum, my heart never stops beating for you. And long after you're gone, 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 I'll love you long after you're gone, gone, gone.
by railway. You can reach me by tramway. You can reach me on an airplane. You can reach me with your mind. You can reach me by caravan. Cross the desert like an airy man. I don't care how you get here, just get here if you can. You can reach me by sailboat. Climb a train, swing rope to rope. Take a sled and slide down slow into these arms of mine. You can jump on a speedy coast. Cross the border in a blaze of hope. I don't care how you get here, get here if you can. There are hills and mountains.
Gather them all so we perfectly align. While we gaze from far away and separately watch the day come rising across the horizon in our minds.
Had a pretty good day, but it is time for us to go. There is nothing broke in the world. Everything is perfect. No one's under duress. Everyone has enough money. There are no undocumented people in the borders of our nation, and God is in charge. That's the opposite world report. Truthfully, things are the opposite. But anyway, we're some good things are happening. I can't get into too many specifics, but we had a really strong, positive, I'm going to call it a miracle today. I'm going to let it play out a little bit, but it looks like there has been a very significant breakthrough in some of the challenges that we in our household have been facing, and it's a personal one, and we're very hopeful about it, and this is something beyond progress. This is something that goes to one of the roots of the difficulties all of us around here have been facing, and directly related to the task, in a sense, that he's had some of us in the household. Addressing part of our kind of a project, if you will, really where he's had a lot of our focus. So I'm very encouraged by that. I'm hopeful that that will continue to bear good fruit, and I believe it is very much an indication in fact, definitively an indication that where I'm concerned, and I think most of us are concerned, that God has taken over. Now, this is something that was very God-like, involving timing and connections, the way he likes to do things. And everybody knows it. And I really do think that this is a really, really pivotal moment. And the fact that he has done that here today, it's a very strong indication to me. It's a reinforcement of something he told me. I came to the realization of a couple of days ago, which was, in this situation, there's really not much more I can do, that he had to do things. He gave a word through Judy to myself and the family members. It's another word similar to what she got, that what what he is going to do, and he has done it. In fact, he started doing it to the day, I believe, within a day of when I believed I realized that there wasn't anything I could really do anymore in that situation. So, very encouraging, and a huge indication, I think, that he's taking over, and that really seems like not just a relief for us, but it really seems like a great moment, an indicator for all of us, because I know so many of us are reaching within a really critical moment, and so I really thank the Lord for it, and I thank him for everyone here, everyone in chat, everyone in our group who's facing struggles and challenges and tasks in his name. And so I thank him because I believe it's an indication for all of us that he's going to change things for us very, very soon. And he's already done something here that I pray is a bellwether for everyone else. Say hi to everybody in chat. Faith and Judy and Shell and Rosemary and Cheryl. And on the line we have Alana. I'll bring her on in just a minute. And so there are a few things we can talk about here today. They're sort of news item things. I don't know. We'll see how it goes. But wasn't really playing that much music, but it just seemed right. Also, we're wishing Michelle a happy birthday, which was yesterday. And so that's why we played that happy birthday song. She was in chat. And I have heard that Michelle had some nice words today, but I'm not sure. I haven't seen her on the line yet. And some interesting things. I'll just quickly go over this. In Japan, there was both a 5 and a 5.5 earthquake offshore in the last day. And this is continuing the indication that there's a lot of energy buildup and things over there. And we believe it's leading to something significantly larger. There's two interesting reports out regarding Fukushima and radiation in the Pacific. She'll call in a few minutes. I will go into those details later if there's time. And let's just put it this way. They don't do anything to reduce the severity situation in terms of, and this is measured information and information from observers who've been at the location of Fukushima and measuring, in a separate case, measuring the radiation off of the coast of California coast, in the Pacific. And in both cases, the reports are indicating quite a bit more than of possibilities of problems than what we've seen so far. Also, there was a thing at the U.S. Embassy in Jakarta, Indonesia, which is a country that seems to have some interesting connections to Obama. Jonathan Clark did a thing about that several months ago, and maybe almost a year ago now. Anyway, they decided to celebrate 4th of July at the U.S. Embassy in Jakarta on the 4th of June. And this is interesting because the reason they didn't want to do it on 4th of July, allegedly, is that 4th of July is in the holy fasting days of Ramadan. They also eschewed celebrating theme of freedom and the independence and all of the normal themes for the 4th of July. Instead, they it was Low Carbon Emission Day and Recyclable Material Day is how they supposedly celebrated. It's interesting, and then, of course, I think the most significant thing about this is the news of it did not come out until after the 4th of June that they had already done this. And so now they can say, well, you know, it's already done, da-da-da-da-da, and they're trying to avoid a public backlash. But at every step, Obama, the apparent Muslim, you know, refuses to uphold U.S. traditions in favor of traditions of basically anybody else. So that's pretty much it. I'll open up Alana on the line. There we go. And there's Pat and Michelle. Hi, Alana.
Hey, Church. How are you?
Well, I think we're treading water, barely. As a group.
Oh, but, wow. Well, treading water is good if you can do it a long time. And, of course, you know me, he gave me an answer to something I said last night on the air, and I thought it was absolutely stupendous. So, what can I say? So I'm having, day-to-day life kind of a hassle. What he shows me, kind of marvelous.
Wow. So,
do you
share that?
Do you remember last night that, you know, I was basically holding that position, okay, storming heaven, mm-hmm. 7.5 billion go, right? You know, all of us.
Right,
and
exactly.
I was storming heaven with that one, and you know, he didn't, say, you're straight up wrong. What he did was he brought a situation. Y'all know I'm a social worker. As I deal with people's everything. And I had somebody who had been doing wrong and doing wrong and doing wrong and doing wrong and making mistakes. Let me not say wrong, because it is not to me say right or wrong, but had been making a mess. And I had tried to clean it up. I had made suggestions. I had brought in help. I had done everything that I could possibly done. Finally, this person got themselves in a jam. I got the message that I needed to try to intervene with the police, which would not have been the first time I did something like that. And long and short of it, police wouldn't move. And long and short of it, I had to come back and say, yep, I can't intervene. This person is going to have to hit the wall now, because the only way this person is going to open their eyes is if they hit the wall. Now, granted, it is going to be what I call, in my field clinically, I call it a planned crash. It's always a planned crash. I know that I'm crashing them, and I know that I'm going to very quietly put all things around them that they will need. Crash. And suddenly, as I was putting that together and explaining, yes, I am going to let this plane crash, I understood it. Not from a flirt from anything, but just from my daily experience. Why is this going on? And I had to see it in y'all was saying it, but I had to see it in my own experience. Some people have got to crash. It is not pleasant watching a train wreck. It really is not. But it's a planned crash, and it's the only way you can save them. It's the only way. I got that. I had to do that. I had to represent on that. And for me, it was absolutely huge, and I realized that it wasn't a coincidence. It was almost like a conversation that we were having back and forth, and the joy of that was immense, because that's a huge thing. And you know, if you can talk to God, God will tell you, I have been storming the gate forever. You know, all of us. Yes, I've been doing that. And then I began to see that there was a necessity for some people to have a planned crash. And that, for me, that was a paradigm shifter, let me tell you.
Well, I totally understand the plane crash. I you know, one of the things that people who are loving don't understand, and I'm not saying I'm not just loving, but people deserve the opportunity to fail, because the failures oftentimes were the foundations of real growth. So I totally understand that, because we're not going to really let them go.
I thought I knew it, but I had to actually do it and experience it, so I got it to the bone.
Interesting. Well, for whatever reason, I have been near several situations where that, to one degree or another, was... you know, actually, I'll just say real quickly, because I don't want to take away from your testimony, Alana, because that's more important. But basically, I've seen a lot of situations where the kind of people like we are, who are conscientious, you want to do the right thing, you want to make sure the right things happen all the time. And really, you're basically, essentially, good and effective employees who often take up the slack when there is slack in a work situation, for example, which is where I've seen this a lot. They work themselves to the bone to try to make everything work, and then everybody else just goes around and takes a pass, and the situation is never resolved until there's a failure. And then somebody higher up decides, oh, well, why didn't that work? And nobody ever pays attention to the person actually going the extra mile to make sure things do happen properly. It's only when things fail that people start asking questions to figure out, well, how do we make it better? And so I'm thinking in a company type situation, but Alana, the personal situations obviously are the same. Can be the same.
It is the beauty of revelation. And you know, as I keep saying this, you know, I would get tired on this journey if he wasn't opening up a new door constantly, so that I'm constantly refreshed by what he is putting before me. This may stop at any moment. I recognize that. And, of course, going through every single day, I mean, forget it. I've gotten so far past today, I can't even tell you. I am so at the next second. As you know,
right.
So far
right.
Beyond today, as in 12 midnight to 12 midnight, way past it. But, like, everything, looking constantly, not with angst, not with aggravation, but just one pointedly aware and finding it so tremendously rich. So rich. So that's my different take, as I'm often different, and different take on treading water. I just am fascinated. Praise God.
Yeah, praise God. That's awesome. That's progress for that person to set up a situation for them. You're definitely, you know, you got them covered and they don't even know it. That's awesome. And that's just like God. When we feel we're totally unprotected and facing doom, our drama king of kings, he's got us covered, because he's a step ahead, at least. That's really cool.
From the very beginning.
Yeah, that's right. Well, let me bring everybody else on. We have Pat.
Oh, hi, guys. Love you all.
How are you?
Mm-hmm. Interesting stuff today.
Yeah.
I had to go to the court to just sign up. My husband got some stock or something that I didn't even know about, so we had to have the court. We had to go to the court, the surrogate court, and get papers done and stuff so I can put it into an estate account or whatever, because it's like dummy do trying to do all this. So my grandson came with me. Okay. And I said you have to pay like $50 for the fees and stuff. So he was going to pay it for me. He and you can only use a cash or check. Do you know he brought his check out? He didn't know how to use a check. He's 24 years old. He never uses a check. We had to show him how to make out a check. Everything is smartphone and whatever.
Exactly.
So it was hysterical. Right. So and then she said, raise your right hand, and I'm raising my right hand. I'm looking for the Bible, you know. And she says, you're telling me the whole truth and everything. And I said, where's the Bible? She says, no, we don't do that. Just put your right hand up. I felt like such an idiot. So we had to put our right hands up. So she, I mean, it was like, what? Then we leave. Oh, it's hysterical. What is this right hand up? You know, it's bad enough the police are, you have to go through all this. It's like at the airport,
right.
You know, when they're
that's
searching
right.
you down. I mean, I could have started shaking, you know, because they were all over the place and checking you, and it was like, what the heck? It reminded me of martial law or Gestapo, so it was horrible. But anyway.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
We're leaving, and we are at a traffic light. It's 4-4. And then the next car we get behind is 4-4. And then And then it was two sets of a P and a P. I always say my precious Prince of Peace. So that was that. And it's like the minute I'm out, he like just flashes all these different kinds of numbers and things, license plates. He never fails. The last time we went to the store, the same thing twice. Each car I got behind, 1 and then 2, 4-4. I mean, hello.
Right.
That was an interesting day.
Wow.
Plus the
so,
check I got, the last numbers were 144. So I mean, it's just all over the place.
Oh my goodness. Well, yeah. Not only that, Pat, but when I unmuted you in the studio, I glanced up the clock. It was 44 minutes after the hour.
Oh, and then I ended up driving. I said, "What time is it?" And it was like 2:44. You know, and it's like,
oh my gosh.
Okay, you had your fun with me today.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, so cute, you know, cute. Oh, and others too, you know. Paul Begley just put something out about the president only has the right, not Congress, to something with a state. He can decide only, and they're screaming at him now, don't make Israel a two-state thing. It's I don't know. I just came on, so I couldn't listen to it because I had the sound off, but I was reading the thing. So if you want to check that out, more madness.
Right.
And they're afraid that Indonesia, that the Toba is going to go off. Maybe the Sin Babu, whatever his name is really flaring up something horrible.
Sinabung, yeah. I think. Sinababu.
Yeah,
like
and
that.
Then they're afraid that the other big one. You know, of the other big one, like, I think it's like big as Krakatoa, the Tobu or whatever it is. Yeah.
Wow.
It's all fun. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then Dutch gave out a warning for earthquakes and stuff. So, it's getting there.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
Well, I know. I think Michelle has a couple of words. So I want to get her.
Sure.
Going. Michelle, are you there?
Definitely.
Yeah, I'm here. Hi, everyone.
Hi.
Hi, honey.
Yeah, I had a couple flirts that occurred yesterday for my birthday, so I was wanting to share those.
Oh, happy birthday.
Oh, thank you. So yesterday for my birthday, I went to the mall shopping, and I was in Penny's picking out some things, and when I got to the register, the total for the amount of stuff I picked up was $113, and 113, if you look in Bibles or numbers, I forget what it's called, that website that meanings for numbers or something, it says that 113 equals rapture. So I thought that was pretty cool. I was like, wow, 113. Yeah. And so later on that day, I had a friend who took me out to eat, and then we went back to their place, her and her husband, and I played apples to apples with them. And so anyway, if you've never played apples to apples, basically one person draws a card, and it's like an adjective or something, and the other people have five cards, and they have to lay one down that best describes that word. And so so it was my turn, and I got a blank card, which I can make up my own word. So I made up the word awesome. And so anyway, we played that round. And then the next round, the person next to me drew their card. And guess what the card said? It was awesome. So there was two awesomes. How could I possibly know that the next card that he would draw would be awesome? So I thought that was pretty cool.
That's cool. That's cool. Our God. Awesome God. That is cool. Really good. I think there's a lot of stuff going on, like I mentioned in the show. I know what happened here today was big, and I know others are in a real, but I was in a crisis. Last night, and early this morning, I was really getting into it with him and saying, not really complaining. I was just, you know, it's just like, you know, what's the point, you know? But, this just is really, really bad and really tough for everybody. And anyway, the things mm-hmm. that I was kind of saying to him, Judy was having a hard time today with some things, and she was texting me kind of where she's at, and it was amazing because the things she was saying to me were almost exactly the same things I was saying to him in the mm-hmm. previous 12 hours, so... Mm-hmm. We are being drawn together in that mm-hmm. net. We are being drawn together. We are being set aside by and for him. And all these, you know, it's the situations in some cases I know are so extreme that it's almost impossible to embrace them as positive. But I really, really, really do believe that these circumstances are indicative of good things in the very near future. So, you know what to do. I don't need to tell you what to do, but the amount of stress and duress that's going on in these circumstances, even in this person Alana was speaking about, what she described, that circumstance, kind of a crash. Predetermined or, you know, a sort of a manufactured crash so that things can be put back together in a more orderly way. I don't think he's bringing us to a crash, but I think these situations that we're in are dire, and they are part of a pattern in our individual circumstances that he is using many times for the people around us. And people sometimes do have to hit that wall before another door will open, and others of us are in tight situations, but in other ways, but a lot of us are there, and I just, but overall, I think it's a great sign. I'm really very encouraged. Except that, I wish you'd just get off the stick and do it. But here we are, and we'll get through. By his grace.
Yeah.
And power.
Yeah. I have another message Janet sent me. Okay. She just sent it. I don't know if it's from Rick's or Lisa or Sue, but it says it's titled Things That Are Gonna Happen Before We Go. You wanna hear it?
Mm-hmm.
What a lovely title. It's like, these are the events that will take place prior to the catching away of my bride. So if you want me to read it, let me know. I just sent it to you.
Okay.
I don't mean to laugh. Perfect. I don't mean, but that's what it says. You want me to read
yeah.
it? And because it's like, maybe it's going to be very encouraging to somebody. Now Jesus is talking. He says, these are the events that will take place prior to the catching away of my bride. My Most Beautiful Bride. You may write them down and leave them by your calendars if you wish, whatever that means. I'm dumb, so I don't know. She has to get back to me. He's saying, Jesus is saying, my daughter has them on a sticky note on her desk. Isis will invade Golan Heights, a suburb in Jerusalem. Russia will attack with nuclear warheads northern Crimea. It will attack its own people to send a message to the rest of the planet that it is not a superpower to mess with. Listen to the rest. Nuclear missiles will be spotted within the sovereign waters of Cuba. I show this to my daughter in a dream using a map of Cuba. I'm just reading it. And the submarines traveling to their seaports. And the final event prior to the rapture of my bride is a preemptive strike from North Korea upon the soil of America. My children, I will be rapturing my holy children concurrently with the last event. I feel so weird reading this. I will not allow my children to endure this nuclear war. I will not. It is the most cruel form of punishment, and it is the final harbinger of the pre-rapture end times events. There's only one more paragraph. Please take these events seriously, children. Jot them down and bring them to your prayer closets. Please understand that I am a God of mercy, and I, too, can foresee the future. I am a loving and kind God. I want all of my children to lay down all that burdens them and allow me to rescue them from this world of chaos. These are the things that the Antichrist is pulling to bring sudden destruction to the children of God. I am the master architect of the universe, children. I can thwart his plans, and some of them I will. I will not give away each and every detail. I will not. If my children who are called by my name would humble themselves and pray, I will heal their land. I promise this in my word. Are you ready to really begin praying, children? It is needed at this late hour. Millions of lives are at stake. I love you, my dearest, Jehovah God and Lord Yeshua. So that was the message. Yeah. Mm.
It's certainly out of the ordinary.
I just felt like I really read the Doomsday Report from God. I don't mean to laugh, but I mean, I'm taking it very seriously, but it's like, this is what's going to happen, guys. And the last thing that we're going to see is North Korea doing something upon the soil of America, preemptive strike. North Korea, I mean, they can kiss their butts goodbye because they're in 5 seconds there's going to
be no more
North Korea.
That would only be true if there were people in charge of the country who were protecting it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
This is so small. I mean, we wouldn't tolerate it, you know.
Yeah, I mean, we have
bad.
The power of Bowers to all nations.
Oh, yes.
President. And he's not,
I sent it to you. Look it over. You know, pray to the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
And it's an awful lot of information to be giving us, you know. I mean, I'm grateful that this is, but you know, people have said this and that's going to happen and blah, 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 yada, yada, and nothing happens. And I was like you today. Talking to him. I said, Lord, you know, I said, I read a message in 2014 today, and it's like eminency coming. And I said, you know, I said the word eminency doesn't mean like a month later or a year later. He's going to slap me. I swear he is. And
yeah.
I said, it means eminent. It means like right
exactly.
away. And why
right.
people, I said, people are not going to listen to us anymore, really, if this goes on. And I said, and worse than that, you better hope we don't stop listening because we're really getting very frustrated. You know, we know we're in the season and all the messages from the top ones on the YouTubers, which are lovely people and love you, are saying, you know, now. And you know, if another couple of months goes by, I'm not trying to be rude or disrespectful, but, you know, we can't understand you saying all this because it isn't how we would treat with somebody saying. You know, we would say, if I'm there, I'm there, like the analogy of the airport thingy. You know, but I'm not trying to be rude or anything. I love Jesus, like, madly. But you got some slaying to do, honey, when I get up there, you know. He's probably going to just say, where's the duct tape, you know? Shut this one up. So I hear you. Right. We're all frustrated. We're all waiting, and we're all wondering. And he knows we love him, but God dear, this does not make sense. Doesn't make sense. Like, I know your ways are not our ways, and our ways are not yours, but gee, willikers, you know?
Right.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Right.
I don't mean to be disrespectful.
I know. No,
I don't.
No, yeah. Well,
that's what I talked to him today. That's what I said, like a few hours ago on the deck, you know, because I can feel his presence, and he doesn't say anything, you know, and it's like he knows that I'm not saying it to be disrespectful. I mean, oh, please, God, I'm not. It's just like, you know, 2 and 2 equal 4, you know, and it's like we're getting 2 and 2 equals who knows what, you know, it's not.
we're trying to understand
if you're saying 6 or 7 or 8, and we're scratching our heads.
Right.
Oh,
exactly.
I'm sorry. I'm so bad. Oh, I'm
no,
so
you're right.
Bad. Oh,
but
God,
you know
forgive
what, Pat,
me.
No, no. What you've done is you pretty much just defined our walk. You know, he's called us to this walk to do things that we don't understand, and they don't come up where
it doesn't make
but
sense,
we know he's in it.
Jerry.
We
doesn't
know,
make
it's
sense.
Totally,
sorry, Jesus, it doesn't make
defines
sense. I love you, but it doesn't make sense. I'm sorry.
It just defines our, it depends, just take the
yeah.
element of our walk where, you know, we're willing,
you know
our, it's, you know, we consider it, it feels like testing, but it's also a testing.
Yeah,
but, we keep,
but where's truth?
So,
where's truth? You know, I
you
mean,
know,
people from, he's telling people last year, I'm coming eminently, and they've got it all over the place. And then we're here a year later, and he's still saying, I'm coming eminently. And it's after a while, like I said, you know, people are going to think we're totally screwed up and crazy and stupid because, like, well, your God keeps telling you he's coming and he's not here yet. So, well, why are we going to believe you anymore? And how do you even believe him to hang on? And what are you hanging on to? What do you think's going to happen if more time goes by and it's still not anything, you know? Which is true. I mean, that's true. I'm not trying to be mean.
No, of course not.
No, he never said that. But I, go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Ken. No, really.
On matters of things that don't involve timing, actually, I have pretty good clarity most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's when,
yeah.
I mean, but where timing is concerned, when he starts to give me encouragement, I just say, don't even go there. Just don't even go there.
Okay, you make me feel good then, because he's going to hit me.
I'm like, I'm sorry. I'm
he's
going to
hit me.
I don't want to be like that, but I just say, look, I don't even go there, because, you know,
yeah.
It just...
We don't understand
know,
this.
Yeah, right. So, you know, I'm expecting
like
for today. It could be any day. And until he graces.
Oh, I think it's soon.
Know,
everybody's getting it soon.
There's so much going on, so much. And I don't care about the world. What I care about is what's going on around us and what I see and feel and for all of us. And, you know, I wouldn't expect it. I was really hoping he would take us out before, let's say, we hit a crescendo. But I believe we've hit a crescendo. And, you know, if our walk
I bet it's a week.
18,
I bet it's a week. I bet it's a week.
If our walk was the 1812 overture, the cannons would be booming. Okay, so that's what I know.
You know what he says in the Bible? When I come back, will there even be any faith? And I say, well, you keep this up. How's there going to be any faith at all? Because we're thinking you're coming and you ain't. When? Oh, I'm terrible.
Right.
I'm terrible. No, I'm terrible. God, forgive me.
Right.
You know?
Well, we're totally in it. You know,
I mean, I love him.
Something.
He's my life. And I don't want him mad at me.
No, he's not going to get mad. You understand.
Well, we understood.
We're good donkeys. Every once in a while, we get a little stubborn and...
We kick up our back legs.
Yeah, we kick up a little bit.
And just hope nobody's around because they really get hurt.
Yeah, he understands. He understands we're up for it, though.
Oh, yeah.
So I titled the show today, Pat Keeps Seeing 10. And I even asked you if you thought 10, June 10th, would mean anything.
Well, here
to
we
you.
Are. I told them, I said, you going to take us today? It's the 10th. That would be cool.
Yeah.
No, we're still here. I waffle. Oh,
well,
Jesus, forgive me. I am so bad.
The day's not over.
No, it's not over.
But it's not over.
He's gonna just smack me good.
This is the day. This is the day on the Hebrew calendar.
Yes.
Where Mordecai was able to issue a decree for the protection of the Jews and the destruction of Naaman and his allies within the provinces of Babylon.
Wow. Okay.
And it's one of the things that I've been looking at. And I would also look, and this month is named by name in Scripture, and I would look, it's the third month, essentially, and I have also looked. Unfortunately, I now have, we're back in calendar roulette, and which I worked myself out of for quite a while. And then now I have two Enoch calendars and two versions of Enoch calendars, and they don't agree. So, whatever. What I do know is that the solstices, which would normally be marked in modern times around the 21st of the appropriate month, they would have marked around about the 16th day of our month, 3 to 4 days earlier. And so we'd be looking at something more like the 16th for that. And my point is there, we would expect, based on many scriptures, to be gone before summer. Summer, in our modern way of thinking, starts the 21st of June. But an ancient way of thinking starts the 16th, or around about the 16th. So here we are 6 days ahead of that. So, and it matches the decree of Haman, the decree of Mordecai, in defense of the plan of Haman. So this is the day, basically, that Haman's plans were overturned. So I like this.
Right. Also, I forgot to tell you something.
Yeah.
Another license plate that I saw right after 44, and I have no idea what this means. It was 84-84, right next to each other. 84-84. Two sets of number. That was on the license plate. And I said, you got me now. I have no idea what 84 and 84 mean right next to each other. What kind of license plate is that?
Interesting. Well,
It means something, but I you're talking to the dummy dude of the lot, so I don't know. But who has a license plate 84 and 84 right next to each other?
You know what?
That was a license plate, huh?
I have a possible interpretation, and this is what came to me when you said it, Pat.
Yes.
Four is oftentimes 3D reality, four directions, all of that. Eight is infinity. Changing from concrete to infinite, from concrete to infinite. That was what I got from the 4H. That it happens twice, I'm not sure about.
84, 84, right next to each other. I mean, you talk about weird.
So they're going together. They're going together.
Yeah.
It's flashing.
84, 84, right next to each other. The two numbers, the two same numbers. I mean, who on earth has a license plate like that? I think he sends angels just to tease us, and puts numbers in front of us. They're crazy.
Yeah. Well, I have accepted that they are encouragements even when we don't understand them. But,
exactly. I said to Jesus, I said, you got me with the 44s and everything, but, what's this 84, 84 right next to each other? What are you trying to tell me? And he knows me. I tell you guys everything, even if it's really dumb, And so that's what it was, 84, 84.
Could it be? This pattern begins with infinity, it becomes a concrete reality, returns to infinity, and is recreated again. Could it be
that? I don't know. You're smarter than me with this stuff, you guys. He just gives me stuff, and I tell you what's happening, and I can't. I don't know what it means, but it's weird. That's weird. Who sees a, like again? Who sees a license plate with those numbers? After he showed me 44s twice, right? Every car we got behind was the two car 44, and it's the second time he's done this to me, and he knows I'm looking because I'm always looking for something, and then 84. Weird. Weird guys.
Right.
But I know it means something. He wouldn't show that to
right.
me. Nobody has a license plate like that. Nobody. Nobody. Really? No, they don't. That doesn't make sense.
Right.
At all.
Right.
Yeah.
Go
figure.
I'm kind of percolating on something here. I thought I had it already up. I could draw it up, but I'm not seeing that. I'll get back to that in a minute.
What if you add the numbers up or subtract them or fool around with the what the numbers, you know, like 8 and 8 is 16 12. And then 4 is another 8. 12. It's three sets of eights, really,
no.
in a way. I don't know.
Well, 8 plus 4 is 12. So
mm-hmm.
you have, that's like 12, 12.
Mm-hmm.
If you multiply 12 by 12, you get 144.
Oh, wow. I know it means something, guys, but you don't see
yeah.
numbers like that. You don't.
I know.
Yeah.
So something you mentioned in that word that was talking about news, that reminded
yeah.
me of something I saw today that actually made the front page of Drudge Report. There's this guy in San Diego area who's basically does a series of books and blogs and things about essentially the ignorance of Americans.
Mm-hmm.
And his most recent thing, he goes out and does a lot of polling type questions. And
mm-hmm.
the most recent one, he put on an Obama campaign shirt, and
oh,
then
no.
went out and asked people to sign a petition. This is what he told them. He said, "We're trying to collect names on a petition. We're trying to get signatures to support Obama's policy of nuking Russia, doing a preemptive nuclear strike on Russia because they've been behaving badly."
Oh my God!
And, I mean, this was what he told these people, and apparently, the numbers of people he got to sign this thing were like the majority of people. He only had one or two people. In fact, there was only one. Basically, everybody signed it. And one couple asked questions, were skeptical, but they signed it anyway.
Oh my God, how dumb.
Another couple of them, as soon as they heard it was an Obama policy, interrupted the guy. They didn't even want to hear what the details were. Oh, I'll sign it. This total activist support your guy mindset is not paying
wow.
any attention at all to what is being said. So
no,
just
show me where
just,
the next party is and where the next movie is and where the next
right.
beer is and I'll be fine. My next joint, I'll be fine. I'll sign
it. That's right. Whatever, you know, if they're totally about supporting their guy and they're not even paying attention to the words they're used because the words don't matter, see? Because on their side, on their side, the words don't matter. And they all know whatever said. It's just a matter
yeah.
of supporting your guy. It's just like,
don't
oh
take
God.
Me out of my comfort zone. I'll sign anything. Just let me, keep going well, like I'm going, you know, and I'll be fine. I don't care what anybody else does. Government, I could
right.
care less. The mentality, so we deserve everything we get. Idiots.
I don't want to get into this too much, and nobody likes is going to like. But I mentioned the other day I had this July 9th date set, and the number 84 caught my attention, Pat, because it's actually and the part of this was the 1 year anniversary of my first attempt to sign in the chat, which is the 15th of April. And which
mm-hmm.
also happened to coincide with the basic end of the Elijah pattern. 85 days from that is the 9th of July. 84
mm-hmm.
days is the 8th of July.
Oh,
so
wow.
I don't know.
I saw those numbers for a reason, 84 and 84. He's trying to tell, not me necessarily, because I'm kind of stupid, but somebody else he's trying to tell.
Yeah, I mean, literally, I cannot imagine anything beyond a day right now. But it just, you know, we report and you decide. anyway.
Lord, we're trying. You keep throwing all this stuff at us, and you get us a little crazy here, and we're still trying and hanging on.
That's right.
I don't know what you're doing.
I've got one or two things. I'll just go quickly over, but I want to ask first if anybody else had something they wanted to share.
No.
We got Michelle and Alana and Pat and I want to introduce Tana. Tana's on the line.
Hey,
hi, Tana.
Good morning.
I'm catching
you. Hi, everybody. Love you.
Hi, love you.
Hi.
I love you, Jesus.
Aw, so sweet.
Yeah.
So sweet.
Hey, Tana.
Sweet Tana.
So I, let me know, and just interrupt me or whatever if you have something you want to say, but. What I found, there's a couple of new reports out about things about radiation in Fukushima. The site that I get this info from is a little bit sensationalistic, but the people that they're quoting are people who usually technical people. So they have real, there's somebody from a group that is a defense analysis group, works with U.S. government military, and says, I'm going to read a little part of it here. A few issues on the Asia-Pacific security horizon are more worrying and potentially more destabilizing to the region than the decommissioning and cleanup of the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power plant. The situation is dangerous enough that a single mistake could potentially lead to a radiological disaster far worse than the initial disaster. That there has not yet been a major disruption in Fukushima that could cause another meltdown and potentially affect the lives of millions in the Asia Pacific and on the western coast of the United States is an incredible relief to all. But as some scientists have asserted, the situation in Fukushima is so fragile that a number of things could go wrong at any moment and make the currently risky situation turn globally catastrophic.
Wow.
An earthquake or severe storm could cause damage leading to the massive radiological contamination of the Pacific Ocean, which would initialize millions of people and force mass evacuations. Anyway, so that pretty much basically the takeaway there is this is somebody who is informed, technically savvy, and they're saying not only is it bad, but it's so bad it could get in the wrong moment if something major happened, like, for example, a really large earthquake that we're anticipating near Japan right now.
Yeah.
If something like that happened, it would throw into chaos all of the systems there. They'd probably be in marginal amount of good anyway, but it would cause structural collapses that would create even greater problems on several levels of magnitude greater than what is currently already in play. So that's how really kind of desperate that situation is, and it should be getting a lot more attention. But everybody's just sort of not telling people. Now, speaking of not telling people, this apparent Japanese, yes, well, he's actually a professor from Fukushima University, but he was speaking to European geoscience grouping, and let's see if I can, I want to parse this down to the basics. So he's basically getting to... he has isolated very high levels of radioactivity and it appears to be just under 300 miles off the coast of Northern California.
Wow.
And this is about 20 times more intensity of radiation, 20 times the levels of radiation in that water.
Wow.
It's not very far away and headed to the west, or headed to the east, of course, towards the coast. It's only a matter of time than what has already reached there. They have the part of his information involves plans that the U.S. government had to test the radiation, but to do it secretly so that the American public wouldn't be alarmed.
Wow.
So,
well, we knew that was
anyway,
bad.
I don't need to go into greater detail there. You get the gist of it. None of it is surprising.
Yeah.
But this is a researcher who specializes in this, who has access to correct information, and is making it clear that, once again, the situation is much worse, if not at this exact moment, in the near future, than anybody's being told about. And those are going to be beyond, you know, caution levels when that amount of radiation gets to the coast, and it's not very far away. And it could be, because it's so close, you know, maybe that's an explanation of these higher levels, which aren't on the coast, but it may be an explanation for why we're seeing so many so much wildlife die off on the entire Pacific coast of North America.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's pretty much what I had. It's just a little bit of a news update there. There is one other thing I can say. I can't be too specific about this because it's sort of a specific person-oriented thing. But just as the show was starting, I was asking the Lord about something that I have wanted to do to benefit somebody else for a long time. And for the first time, for basically a year, I've been asking this question on and off. And he said, no, you know, it's not what he wants me to do. And another change, and I consider this another bellwether change, is that the show is starting. He told me it's something that I can do now. Not only that I can do it, he was going to allow me to do it, but I always have to come back. Sometimes he'll say I can do something, but I have to make sure it's what he really wants. And so, and today was the first time he said, yes, I want you to do it. So another significant change, I'm thankful for it. It's a good thing, but bottom line, it's another very big change that's going on right now that speaks to me of major changes, not only in my circumstances, but in everybody's circumstances. Okay, does anyone have anything else? Because I think otherwise I've got to close it out with a couple of songs.
Sure,
And we'll go back.
With anybody on, too?
Yeah, go back to our bunkers or fighting our whatever battles we have. Whatever it is.
I was going to say what you're saying about, he said you can do it, but you have to be sure it's what you want to do. Just like my computer, he thought I could get it, but he kept on, like, not letting me be able to get it. He kept on putting monkey wrenches in my plan.
Actually, that almost, not exactly your, but that's kind of an idea crossed my mind, because actually I'm kind of expecting something to happen tomorrow that will be part of this. And if it doesn't happen tomorrow, then I'm going to be wondering, because the two were going to go together. They're not absolutely necessary, but they were just going to go together really well. And that's the great point, Sana. But this time he said he wants me to do it. So I think it's going to work out.
Okay.
Which is, that's a big change. So. But
So anyway, we're so many of us here in noticeable binds, stress, or even in company with people who are going through God ordained growth. And growth is not always easy. And it can be a little ugly. Be a little bit ugly. And so I'm gonna play this song and one more, and we will see you today in the air. The Spirit of the Bride says, Come, Lord.
I mean, really, really come.
Come, we love you. Come today.
I feel like a passenger on the SS Minnow standing on the beach of the island waving my arms saying, We're still here. Okay. Enough goofing off. Thank you, Lord. We trust you in all of this.
Hello.
Yes, we do.
It's like we're saying hello.
We're here.
That's right. Okay,
what color
well,
flag
nice
do you want us to wave?
Well, part of his process is a challenge, and that's why I'm going to play this song.
Okay. Love you all.
Sit on the box, stomp your feet, start clapping. Got a real good feeling something bad about to happen.
I'll tell you true. until the 12th of never, I'll still be loving.
Prepare ye the way of the Lord.